That's ridiculous. Like I can't. I was about to say it before you started, and I've been thinking about it all week. Like that is,
Hand
it goes hand in hand, right?
in hand.
It totally does.
YouTube will probably we'll take it off, but Spotify lets me get away with it, so we'll see.
Oh man, that is funny. Okay, well here we are, Podcast Sunday.
Yeah, Podcast Sunday, which is a good day to talk about our topic today, which is faith, if you didn't pick it up from the theme song today. Of course,
Oh man.
we're going to stick to our regular theme song, but I thought today was I had to play that song. As soon as we picked our topic, that song came to my brain.
I've been literally singing it for 3 days.
And we
I
didn't talk about
have, and I almost said to you, because we chat for a few minutes before we start, I almost said to you, we should probably stray from our usual song and play, George Michael Faith, and then you
it.
played it. I was just sitting here going, what is going on?
Isn't that insane to think
I
we?
have faith. I have faith that we are on the same page
I
with when
think
it
we
comes to
are.
certain
I think
things.
we are. That's
Wow.
hilarious. I like that start. That's a good
That
sign.
is great. Wow. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay today. I'm doing good today.
Okay.
I'm doing okay today. I got myself a little twisted around for a minute today, and then I went down to my wife and said, "You know what? I apologize. I'm being grouchy. There's no reason. It's Sunday. There's an
Good.
F1 race on today. I should be in a good mood. I don't know why I'm being grouchy, and I apologize, and I stopped. So I'm doing fine."
Yeah. Good. You know what? Identifying it as quickly as you can and getting out of it is the best thing you can do, right?
There was no real reason for it. I don't know,
Sure.
just
Yeah.
lack of sleep or something. Who knows? But who cares?
Of course.
All the
Yeah.
excuse. And yesterday, my kids dropped in from Halifax. They
Yeah.
picked up an 8-week-old corgi puppy.
Oh,
So
cute, cute.
I got to meet my new grand puppy named Willow. She weighs
Willow.
8 pounds, I think. She's very adorable. So that was a nice moment. So,
Amazing. Wow.
you don't get to meet a new puppy.
Corgis, they always remind me of the Queen.
Yes, that's their
Yeah.
second corgi. They already have a corgi, so
Oh, wow. Fun.
they're fun dogs. They're neat little dogs. They got tiny little legs, but they can jump a mile. They're
That's great.
they're a bit
Nice.
they're they got a bit of a I mean they love me. The one they got stands on my face and licks my face, but they're also can be a little standoffish if they feel like it,
Right.
which is okay.
Right.
Maybe they don't need so much attention as a border collie or something, so.
Right.
But of course, I'm also a little jealous. I think maybe that's why I was grouchy, because I've been telling my wife for a while now that I want another dog, and she's not letting me. And
I see.
she's got many reasons. She's probably right, but the heart wants what the heart wants, right? So
Right. Right.
anyway, how are you doing?
Good. Good. It's a beautiful day here today. It's sunny, it's warm, it feels like spring. There's no breeze, so in the sun it's like 10 or 11 degrees, but it's beautiful out. Yeah, I mentioned, I'm wearing my Masters shirt. It's Masters week. Anybody who's a golfer just loves it this week. It's like probably one of the best weeks of the year for golf fans. It's an emotional week for me though, of course.
I told you,
I've talked about it in the past.
soon
Yeah,
as I see
my
the
father
Masters, I
not
think of you.
Yeah, my father not only passed away this week, but has his birthday this week. So it's in the past, it's been a joyous week, but also kind of a sad week, of course. And I say joyous in the sense that the Masters before that was always just a week of happiness and joy. But yeah, after he passed away, it was kind of dark, and I drank a fair bit during this week, and I hid and I did other things. But I'm past that now, and I've got a number of master's years without drinking, and so I'm proud of myself for not having that, having to have that in my life, and to be, peaceful with it. And yeah, so I think our topic this week, faith, is a great kind of topic of discussion to just understand sort of what's important to us and what kind of faith we have in ourselves and in others, and spiritual faith, religious faith, whatever kind of faith, can sort of keep us on the right path, I think.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's a tough week for you. And like I said, as soon as I saw the Masters were on, I thought about you. I knew what this week was
Yeah.
for you. And you know, April's a tough month. I lost my mom in April. I lost my mother-in-law, who was like my second mom in April. April's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I mean, it can be tough for sure, but it can also be, a celebration, right? I guess it's kind of how you look at it at this point. I can remember it being tough, but I think now more I look at it as something just this part of life, and that's, I try to look on the positive. I know you messaged me, was it last weekend that what was your when your mom passed away, and on a or last Friday, or and I just kind of said, hey, maybe look at some pictures of your mom and just kind of remember all the happy stuff, because it's easy to get caught up in the sad stuff and the difficult stuff. So
And I think I did what you said actually, and it did help. I actually did do that. And as we get older, we this isn't a sad comment, it's just a real comment. Life starts taking away more than it gives, you know. Like as when you're younger, you kind of lose that first person in your life. You've never lost a person, whether it's a friend or uncle or whoever, grandparent, and death kind of hits you like, whoa, I didn't know what death really was, you know. But then as you get older, unfortunately, we lose more and more people. And
For sure.
you don't get used to it, but it makes you more comfortable in dealing with it, I guess. And I find it makes me look at my own mortality more. And that makes you look at everything different. I mean, let's face it, you sent me a quiz this morning, how long will I live? It said 17, so I've done okay.
Did you do it seriously or not?
I did do it, yeah, 72.
Okay.
Fuck, I couldn't believe that long. I didn't think I was going to get 72. I was amazed. But if that quiz is correct, and I assume it's scientifically perfect,
Yeah, the questions were interesting. It certainly gives you some insight, right?
it did. I thought it was neat. So I'm 54, maybe 18 years, and we talked about this one week in the podcast, how middle age is not really middle age. Like middle age is a while ago, right? So I guess it's not depressing. It's just you think, well, I got a lot more years behind me than I got ahead of me.
Yeah, of
And
course you get to that
that
point for
change is
sure.
probably how you should look at things. Or I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm gonna stop rambling. I don't even know what point I'm making.
No, I get what you're saying. There certainly comes a point, and it doesn't happen for everyone. Don't get me wrong. For most, I think it there comes a point where you start to question what it is important to you and what your values are. And that ties into, what we're talking about today in a lot of ways, like faith and what your purpose is and why you're here. And yeah, there things that were important to you when you were younger aren't as important to you when you're older, because you realize you are mortal, and the end is coming at some point. You don't really think about it when you're young.
No,
Think you're
exactly.
gonna live forever, right?
And I was watching a movie or a TV show. Oh, I've been watching a new TV show called The Pit. And
Called what?
called The Pit.
The pit, okay.
PITP. And it's an interesting show. I'm not a hospital guy show. I don't watch like ER or Grey's Anatomy. It was never my thing. But this is about an emergency room in Pittsburgh. And it's like 10 episodes. And each episode is just an hour, and it just keeps going. So it's just one night in an emergency. It goes directly. It's only 10 hours of the whole thing, and very, very good show. Like blown away by it. But they've really been handling death well. And it's one scene was this old man dying, and how his middle-aged kids were dealing with it. And I won't bore you with describing the show, but it was wild. It made me think about death and what it meant and how we deal with it, and what it must be like that when you face your own death, like the moment you're dying, whatever that is. Like,
What did you learn? What was it like?
I
What was a
don't
big
know.
takeaway?
It was just like, I think the takeaway was this old man was dying, and he was ready to die, but his kids didn't want to let him go, but they were kind of being selfish, keeping him alive and in pain, but she was just like, I can't let him go. I can't let him go. And I was like, you gotta let him go. But then to
Right.
show this man die, and I know it's just an actor, but he did it so well when he took his last breath. And
Yeah.
I realized that I've never seen someone die.
Right.
Dead bodies, but I've never been in the room when someone passed away. And
Yeah, well, I don't think everybody, yeah, that's not necessarily going to be an experience that most people are going to have for sure, but
no, but people do have it. I mean, with their parents,
they
you know,
do,
they're in
sure.
hospitals.
Yeah.
But he said something. This is a little off topic, then I will go back to topic. But I thought this was a beautiful thing. The main guy said he learned this. It's an old Hawaiian proverb about when someone's dying. He said there's only four things you should say to them. One, I love you. Two, thank you. Three, I forgive you. And four, please forgive me. And it brought me to tears. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
It's so simple,
it is.
but strong words, man. Strong words.
Yeah.
It was wild.
That's cool. That
Yeah.
sounds great. And I that is very that's very it is very simple and very true, really.
Yeah. And he said that to him. He said, I know this sounds simple. I know, but then they did it. And the way they did it really was huge. So I recommend the
Yeah.
show. I'm not, this isn't my recommendation of the week, but I
All
do
right.
show.
Okay.
So let's get back to topic. I've already gone astray.
No, that's all right.
Faith. So
Faith.
faith, I've looked at, I've, well, no, I'm going to stop. What's the definition of faith?
We can switch roles. You can do the definition this week if you want, but and you can tell me if you have other ones. The basic one, of course, that I start with is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something.
Wow.
That's the basic.
That's cool. I didn't see that.
Yeah, and then there was another, well, and then there's faith, and another one that I read was that faith is basically equal to trust. So this one was faith and trust are closely related but distinct. Faith is a belief system, often spiritual, that goes beyond empirical evidence and is characterized by a strong conviction in something or someone. While trust is the reliance on the character, ability, or truthfulness of someone or something. So yeah, faith tends to be a belief or confidence in something or someone, especially in the absence of conclusive evidence.
Yes, like
Right?
blind faith.
Right.
It's like
Yeah,
I
because again,
believe it.
faith is often either religious or spiritual in the sense that we believe in God, but there's no evidence that God exists.
Right.
Right? That's kind of
Absolutely. Every time I've argued against someone's faith, with logic, against stories in the Bible or something like that,
Yeah.
they always win the argument because at the end they go, you know what, Sean? I believe. And you're not going to change my mind. Like, it's blind faith.
Right.
It's like, I
Yeah.
believe. You can't logic me out of it. You can't talk me out of
Yeah.
it. I believe. And
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've always been jealous of people with that much faith that just believe no matter what. That's an amazing thing to have. It really is.
I think it is too. And yeah, it goes on belief, conviction, and trust. So that you trust in that belief and you trust in faith.
Well, you see people that have faith through so much devastation and horror in their lives and bad things happen, and they still have faith.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, let's face it, Chris, no matter what you and I have been through, and we've been through some shit,
Yeah.
people in the world that have been through some shit, I mean,
Yeah.
in war
Yeah.
zones and terror zones, and it's terror. I won't go into them all, but we know what they
Yeah.
are. And
Yeah.
there's still people that come out of that with faith. They still believe. It's
Well, I'll ask you a question like at the beginning here because like for example, like do you have faith in humanity? Like, I think we often question that. Do you have faith in humanity? I'll ask you that question.
I think I
Do you
do.
have a, yeah, do you have a belief? Do you have a belief that despite all the bad things that happen, that somehow good conquers evil?
I think good tries. I believe there's more.
Does it or?
I think there's more good people than bad people.
Yeah.
I think on the average day, I meet however many people I run into. I think most of those people are decent people.
Yeah.
They're not all. It bothers me I mean, of course, right now, unless you've got your head in the sand, what's going on in the world because of Donald Trump, bothers me that one petty little man can cause this much devastation in the world, and somehow it happens.
But do you have faith in the fact that, okay, so, Donald Trump is, he's a microsecond in time. Like, in 100 years, will any of that even matter?
It depends. I agree with you, but it depends on how far it goes. I mean, if he gets voted out in 4 years and we move on, unless he's changed the whole system and he becomes a dictator and they stay in power forever and run the world. I mean, he wants a military parade for his birthday. I mean, that's what Putin does. That's what Kim Jong-il does. Those are dictators. He wants to be a dictator,
Yeah, I know.
So who knows? I maybe I'm being I don't know. It's a good question, faith in humanity. I don't know. I have faith in my wife. I have faith in my children.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, who do you have faith in?
I have faith in my wife and my children. I have faith in you.
Why do you have
Because you
faith
guys
in?
have proven to be trustworthy. You guys have proven to be strength in my life. You haven't let me down too many times. Like, I mean, we all let
Sure.
down once in a while, but I mean, really.
Sure. Of course.
Those are people that I know that in a jam, if I need them, they will be there for me,
Yeah, do you think it's hard to have faith in someone that you don't know?
I think it's harder, yeah, I really do.
Yeah, because you don't really know the true extent of what they could do or how they could harm you or how they could let you down or right? Do you
But
find that
sometimes strangers save people for no reason. Like they run
Absolutely. Do you
our
find
car.
that that's changed over the course of your life? Do you think you had more faith in people when you were younger than when you do ha like where you are now?
No, because I was always scared. I was always a scaredy cat. I thought everyone was out to get me. I was always fearful. So
So
I don't.
you have less fear now of other people than you did when
I
you were
do.
younger?
I do. Yeah.
And because what? There's some like you have your own security, do you think? Is that what is?
I don't know what it is, Chris. It's just changed. I used to be like just paranoid about locking the doors, and I thought my parents were going to die. I thought this was going to happen. Even though bad stuff's happened, now I just don't have as much fear. I don't worry about it as much, especially now that my kids have moved out, and I don't think about it as much as I used to. I don't know if that's the same word, but I don't have as much fear of that type of stuff as I used to. I just don't.
Well, I think that's good. That's great news because I think the more fear you have, well, I don't know if that's true. Like I think
I
the
still have fear, just of different things. I don't have fears of people. Let's put it that way.
right. I think fear in a way could tie into faith because I think the more fear you have, the less faith you have.
Probably
That
so.
makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I think that's probably so. I mean, let's get into it. I mean, why not? We'll talk about our per I want to talk about some facts, but I also want to talk about our personal things. So let's talk about religious faith. I was brought up religious as a Baptist.
A Baptist, so I didn't know that. Okay.
My grandmother was a strict Baptist. She went to Louisville Church. She brought up her kids. I don't know if some of them stayed faithful. The daughters did for sure. Sons kind of wandered a little bit, but one of the sons was my father. He brought us up Baptist. We went to church. Even though he was a bit of a wild man, he was drinking and smoking pot and smoking and doing what he wanted to. But Dad would kind of go in and out of alcoholism. So when he wasn't drinking as much, we went to church and we were Baptist. Then he'd start drinking and we weren't going to church, So my church going went with Dad, because I'm a kid, right? But I was a, but then he stopped going to church and we kept going to church. Like me and my sister, we would go with my grandmother. They lived close to the church. We'd walk I enjoyed it, and then I didn't enjoy it. And then I asked Dad one day. I said, "I don't want to go anymore. You're not going. I'm not going to go." My sister kept going, but growing up, like I read the Bible.
Why didn't you enjoy it?
I honestly back then I think I just wanted to stay home and watch cartoons or something. I think I just didn't
Yeah, it just wasn't
church.
your, yeah, just wasn't, you didn't just decided
Old.
it wasn't something you were interested in
Right. And I
anymore.
was a homebody. I didn't want to do anything except stay home in my pajamas. That's the way I always was. And then what happened, like I used to do daily devotions every day. I did my prayers every day. I was in wholeheartedly. I was looking at this. It's not my recommendation for a book, but I mean, it's kind of an obvious one. I mean, this is my Bible from when I was a kid. I still
Okay.
have it, and I was looking through it. It's interesting. My mom had such beautiful handwriting, and it's
Yeah.
to our son by Daddy and Mommy with much love, Christmas, December 25th, 1977.
Wild.
Yeah, and that book means a lot to me because it's got my mom's handwriting in it. And then
How, what are you, seven in that book? Like, how old is
seven,
that?
I was seven.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, and then I noticed inside. I won't show you them all, but you can see a little sticker, and that was from like a Bible school I went to in the summer, and I put little stickers I got all through my Bible, and I marked off certain things I read, and you know, it's starting to fall apart. But even though I don't follow my religion really anymore, this particular book in my hand means a lot to me. So
Right, okay.
yeah, so that was my basic history. And I won't talk about my wife's history, but my wife was brought up strict Baptist, went to Baptist school. Like
Right.
instead of regular school, she went to school at the church for quite a few years. And this church, and she would attest to this, was like a cult. Like it was
Right.
great. First
Yeah.
time I went there, I walked away going like, oh my God, Shonda, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know.
And this is of course the tricky part that most people will argue is a problem with religion is that it can become like fanatical and it becomes like there's a lot of like eternal damnation with it that goes along with it, right? It's like, okay, if you do this, you're good, but if you do any of this stuff, you're going to the hellfires of the fires of hell, right?
Well,
Eternal damnation.
I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it once more. But when I was about 8 or 9 in church, they showed us not a cartoon, a real living video of the second coming. And
Right.
all the people went up to heaven.
Yeah.
The people that didn't get taken were left behind. And
Yeah.
unless you put the number of the beast on your forehead as a
Right.
tattoo, you couldn't get food or diapers or anything for your family.
Yeah.
Didn't put the number on, they chopped your head off in a guillotine, and I watched them cut off these people's heads and people screaming and hollering and the devil and all this shit.
That's insane.
Buddy, I didn't sleep for weeks. It scared me to death. I used to come home after school, and if my parents weren't home, I would start crying because I thought they went up to heaven without me. I mean,
Yeah.
scared the
And it
living
wasn't a
out of me.
cartoon? Like,
No, no,
what?
no, no, no. It wasn't a cartoon. It wasn't a
That is
cartoon.
nuts.
It was a well-produced movie, and it should never have been shown to me. It
That
scared
is nuts.
me to death. It ruined my life into my adult years. It just wrecked me. I've talked to my
So.
father about it. He agrees I should have never seen it, but that's what churches did. And I
Crazy.
talk about the fact my little sisters are going around. They're 5 and 6 years old. They all have their little Bibles in their hand. Like I was 7 when I got that. Read that thing. Tell me if a 7-year-old should have that in their hand, the stuff that's written in that Bible about
Right.
raping the angels when they get there and the stuff that goes on. I mean, it's no way a kid should have that in their hand. No way.
Yeah, organized religion has caused a lot of problems. There's no doubt about it. Like from the
Absolutely.
Crusades to the everything to the, you know. Yeah,
And when we
that
were
like
brought
that's
up,
not the point of this, but
we were thought there was it was a lot more black and white when I was brought up. Like cowboys
yeah.
were good. Indians, I know it's not the right word, but that's what we called it back then. Cowboys and Indians. Indians were bad. The good guys were white, the bad guys were black. And the Crusades were King Richard, and it was all good.
Yeah.
The Crusades were basically going over, and if you didn't believe in Christianity, they slaughtered you. It was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it
Yeah.
wasn't a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about religion, but there is a strong tie to it, of
Yes,
course. So
I agree.
I get like the thing that I'll ask you is that, you know, because you went to church when you were a kid, do you believe in God?
Chris, I don't think so.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
I recognize myself as an atheist.
I'll ask you another question then. How does a bee come to exist?
I don't
How
know.
does the earth come to exist? How
Oh,
does how does how
I know the
how
scientific
does the human how does the human mind
is the Big
work?
Bang theory, you know, but like it makes no sense. None of it makes sense. And then if you get to well, there must have been a God that created us. Well, who created God? Not it. It's more than. It's more. I think why people believe in God because they'll come and say, well, you don't know God's plan. If you that old joke, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Right.
Like we can't even conceive. Like I was taught that God saw everything, all of time, as a whole thing in front of him, and just. It meant nothing. Like it was just a blip to him. Like it meant nothing. Like
Of course.
I can't it's too much for my brain to figure out. I don't
Yeah,
know.
well, that's the whole thing.
I
You're
don't
not
know.
supposed to figure it out. You're just supposed to have faith in it.
Absolutely. And I wish I did, but then I don't believe in God. And I'm not going to talk about this again, because I've talked about it already, but how I lost my faith when my mom died and my grandmother died and my niece got killed and all this stuff. But then when I'm in trouble, I catch myself, I pray. I still,
Right. So,
I don't know if that's a habit from as a kid. I don't know what, I always say what's, I pray because what's the
I'll
catch?
ask you another question then. Do you believe that you have a soul?
Well, fuck, you're asking tough questions. I don't,
I am because I think
I
they're
think we
important to
must, I
understand
think we
faith.
must have a soul, and I don't believe. Like, I don't really believe in ghosts and stuff like that, but I know a few times since my mom died, I know one time I saw her. I know I felt her touch me a couple times. I know I did.
Right.
I know I did. I know.
So to
So.
me, nobody had to create God. If God is just energy or light, then that just exists. It says nobody created God. Right? It's just energy and light. So if we are part of energy and light, which we know we are, and we're also water, we're mostly, and we've talked about it on previous podcasts about being enlightened. As opposed to being dark. Like if you're dark, you're kind of down here. And if you're light, you're up here, right? There's two kind of ends to a spectrum. And if you're light, you feel loving and you feel joy and you feel happiness. And if you're dark, you feel sorrow and pain and misery, right? And I think, and I talked to you about, AA when we first started into AA and the steps. And we've both read A Return to Love. And I feel like, again, the concept of God is that. God is light and love. It's just a state of eternal happiness and joy. It's a feeling of love. It's a feeling of how you feel when you look into someone who you love, you look into their eyes, or you hold a baby, or you see a elephant being born, or something that is very kind of almost spiritual or divine, right? And so when we did the steps, and I got my book out today. And although I haven't really been kind of practicing in AA that much, I still think of the concepts of it because I think it's really important. And the first one is that we admitted that we were powerless over the thing that was our problem. But the second one is that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. That's a big one, right? Like if you believe that you are of yourself controlling your own life. I kind of feel like that's the re that's why I got myself into trouble because I was thinking, okay, I got this, but then I didn't have it. So now what do I do? That's when you give up your power and you say, okay, God, tell me what to do. I'll follow what you think. And that's where you get into this God's plan. And I'm still reading Seed of the Soul. Again, I will recommend that. I could recommend that for 100 consecutive episodes because I could tell you right now, anybody who reads it and who really gets it, you walk away going, okay, I am here on Earth for an experience. I have a soul that is connected to something benevolent in the universe, whether it's just an energy force or whatever, and my everything that I'm doing on earth, there's a reason for it. Good, bad, exciting, all the things, they're all here to teach me how to get closer to God. At least that's my concept of it, right? And you said that when you were younger that you prayed, and I know that it's certainly if you go further on, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him, and then further down, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. And those are the times where you can talk to God. I can't, it's hard to talk to God when you're in a traffic jam on the highway, but when you're peaceful on your mat in the morning, or laying in your bed or whatever, and you just give thanks to God in the morning for waking up, and ask for guidance for the day. Man, I tell you, things get easier. They do. When Sean is trying to control his every day, and he's just like, "Oh God, what am I doing?" But if you just kind of let go, and you just let it happen, there's something really freeing in that.
Yeah, I believe you. It's tough. I mean, I started my addiction support group LifeRing because I was struggling with the AA and AGA programs, because one of the steps is, believe in a higher power, and I couldn't get there. And people would say, well, it doesn't have to be God, it can be love. You told
I
me
said love. Yeah, I
you
told you
did.
love, 'cause you,
And some people said it could be this coffee cup. It could be, and I couldn't get my head around, even with love. I tried with that one for a long time and I liked that one. I still didn't understand it. I don't understand how me saying, okay, love is my higher power. I'm not trying to be
No, I
sarcastic
know you're
or anything. I
not.
just can't get my head around it. I can't.
You're trying to intellectualize it, I
I
think.
think
And at
so.
some point you kind of have to just, like, you let go of the intellectualization of it, and you just have faith. And that's not easy. But at some point, again, I think in a lot of people's lives, you reach a moment where it's like you can't trust yourself anymore. And you really almost have to give that up to God. It's like, look, whatever I'm doing isn't working.
And I agree with that. What I'm doing is not working, but if I do that, what actually happens? If I say, okay, God, I'm gonna give you my life, and I get up tomorrow morning and I just say, okay, what do I do? Do I just stand there and wait for something to happen? Like, I don't.
Well, I mean, I certainly, for some people, talking to God is, they'll ask God for guidance, and you'll say, what is your plan for me? And sometimes
But he doesn't answer.
you'll get a sign, but you'll get a sign. People get signs. They have people, we've all heard of people who have had moments where it was like they had a revelatory moment where, who knows? I don't know. You're driving down the highway, and you're like, look, I hate my job today. Like, give me a sign. And you look up, and there's a sign for some self-help camp, and you're like, yeah, maybe I'll call the number. And you call the number, and they're like, oh yeah, well, you got the last spot, but guess what, we're giving it away to you for free today. And next thing you know, you're at some spiritual retreat, and all of a sudden shit just starts happening.
Maybe.
Like,
Yeah, that's
it
true.
happens. And I think it takes a leap of faith, and that's an interesting, the fact that I even just said that, I wasn't like, it does, like, we've all heard the term the leap of faith. It's like you trust that there's something that you should do, and you're like, okay, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm gonna just go for it. And I'm not telling people to quit their job today, but I think that there's something, if you know something isn't right,
Well, if it's
then
not
you,
working,
if it's not working, then
I know it gets overused, but it's what Einstein said, definition of insanity is to try something, the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. And it's kind of what I do. I've been doing that for years, Just, okay, this hasn't worked for me for years, but let's do it one more time, It is as cool as it
I'll
sounds.
ask you this, 'cause I delved into the idea, like, what is personal faith? So personal faith refers to an individual's unique, deeply held belief system, often shaped by personal experiences, values, and reflections. It's a kind of internal compass that guides decision making, coping mechanisms, and perspectives on life's challenges. Like, how do you feel about your, like, are you, do you have faith in yourself to make good decisions, to do the right thing, to, find the right path for yourself?
No, I don't.
But you've made a lot of good
I
choices in your
used
life.
to have almost crazy faith in myself. I got up every day. I thought I was doing everything right, like I made good money. I was good to my family. I I always tried to be nice to everybody. I tried to be my,
Right.
and then, my addiction kind of knocked, kicked the shit out of me, and I lost my incomes, and I got my health kind of went for a turn, and I lost my mojo, and I kind of lost faith in myself for sure. And
So your self-confidence has diminished because of
absolutely, it has.
your
Absolutely.
ego. Well, your ego was probably bigger at one point because you had a lot of stuff, and then you feel like that kind of took, like, because you
Yeah.
don't have.
I don't know if it was just ego, but I just felt like I was in control of things, Even when I owed a lot of money, whatever, I still felt like, oh yeah, but I make lots of money and I'll make it right and I can work. I'm good at what I do. And but then a lot, and not everything was my fault. Other things happened to change it. The world changed and the online thing happened and there was a lot of things that changed. And then as I and my faith in things, like I said, when I started losing people and bad things happened, my mom's suicide and other things we've talked about, it really, I think my mom's suicide was the biggest one that really knocked the shit out of my faith and my and but it also does, it does hurt you with your faith in yourself, like I know when mom died, my dad kind of went sideways after his accident, and then mom died, and I took over the whole business, and I take care of everybody. And but I did it, I remember Mike, my boss, one time he wasn't even sure I was going to be able to do it, but I proved everybody wrong, and I did it, and I got
Right.
was winning salesman of the year, and I was doing things well, and I killed it. But then my addiction beat me, and I lost all that. I don't have the reputation I used to have, and I don't have the confidence. And it's just, I'm just talking all my job basically here now.
Yeah.
But not just that, anyway, I'm not going to sit here and beat myself.
So, okay, so I'll ask you this then. What can you do, like, starting today to improve your faith in yourself?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I wish I did. I don't know. I want to
Well,
have faith in myself, but I don't.
I think you have to pat yourself on the back instead of beating yourself up, right? Like, you're still here, you're still doing it, you still have a roof over your head, you're still married, you still have a car, you're still, like, I think, yeah, I think
Not much
just,
for a car, but it's a car.
yeah, but a lot. I mean, millions of people around the world that can't even imagine even owning a car,
That's true. That's true.
right?
Yeah, it is.
So
But
I
listen, I have
think.
my kids, so it's, and my family and people that, I mean, let's face it, my kids are here because of me. I mean,
Yeah,
the way
you have a
around
lot of
that.
things. Yeah, you have a
Yeah.
lot of things that a lot of people would only dream of having,
Absolutely.
right? I know that for me, in the last, certainly in the last few years, having faith and trust in God has been important.
Yes.
I've had some serious rock bottom moments where I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I, for a while, I mean, I wasn't even sure I wasn't going to end up on the street.
I know.
And I saw a quote. There was something, because I follow a number of, like, sober groups on Instagram and whatever else. And the quote recently was like, yeah, you may think you have a drinking problem because you're going to lose your job or something. And it was basically like, he was like, you don't have a drinking problem unless you, like, realize that you could be homeless, like, tomorrow. And he was clearly, like, really trying to, like, really hammer it home to say that, like, this is how far down the line you can go. And when I think about where I was maybe 5 years ago to where I were, moments that I had last year, that's a pretty far fall,
It is. I agree. And I've
to
had those
get to
talks too.
that point. And yet I still have a lot of confidence in who I am. And I know that,
Gratefully so.
those things that caught up to me were a direct result of unresolved traumas that I've had in my past, stuff that I wasn't dealing with, that I wasn't addressing, and that I used alcohol to mask those problems.
Right.
But when I start dealing with those things and I start, putting them in the rearview mirror, it gives me a sense of faith that I'm strong, that I have the ability to get through those things. And I think you know that about yourself too. You should have a strong sense in faith in yourself. I'm not telling you how to think about yourself, because we all think about ourselves the way we think about ourselves, but knowing you and knowing the things that you've been through, like those faith can come from a sense of courage. Like you're like you if you have gone through hard things and you've gotten through it, you have a lot of I have a lot of faith in myself that if I can overcome those things, then I can do a lot.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And I have looked at it that way in the past. I used to always say to my wife, like even when we were fighting, I'd say, but I've never let you down yet. So give me a minute. I've never let you down yet. I mean, I've let her down in certain aspects, but I've always had a roof. We've always had food. We've always had a car. I've always been faithful. I mean, I so when I'm hitting a low point, I say, just give me a second. Like I haven't let us down yet. But sometimes I waver and think that I'm gonna, like, I feel like I'm getting closer to that point, but maybe not. I mean,
Yeah, we all have doubts. There's no doubt. I mean,
we also, you and I both have faith in people around us, because I'm where I am today in a large part due to my wife, due to her support. I mean, now finally support, her unwavering trust in me and loving me. She loves me no matter what. And even last year, I'm not gonna speak for you, but I know you came to my house. You weren't in a real good spot, but we do good, that old saying, by the kindness of strangers. I mean, Tracy was good to you and made sure she kept you going till you got back to where you were taking care of yourself. There was people that looked out for you, and I've had the same thing. People look out for me. That's what sometimes we need to have faith in other people. We need other
100%.
people.
I mean, it certainly takes a community. I think probably again, and we've talked about love for yourself, faith in yourself, I think is probably the root of it. Depending on others, ultimately it's helpful, but if that's how you have to do it, then that's not ideal. I mean, I think ultimately, of course, you have to have faith in yourself that you can pull it off on your own.
And I believe you would have, regardless. I think
I
you
think so too. I had my doubts, and
I think
I
you would have
did
done
for
just fine.
sure.
I
I
think
had
you.
a lot of fear for sure.
Well, it was the first time you really had to face it, in my opinion. Like you always worked. You deserved what you had, but life always went pretty, and like me, it pretty
It
much went
did.
our way. Like, I mean,
Absolutely.
you never really thought
Absolutely.
about it. But I've had the same thoughts of where, like, holy shit, man, we're gonna be on the street here. But I could be wrong. But I also know that it would take a lot of things to go wrong for me to actually be on the street, because
Of course.
I
Of
have
course.
children and a sister and
Of
friends.
course.
I think you let me live in your house before I was
So
on
yeah,
the
so
street.
the fear, yeah. So the fear that you have for that is pretty
No,
unreasonable.
but it also goes back to, I don't want that. I want to be able to take care of myself. I don't want to be a burden.
So yeah, but there were moments where those situations, I think that's when we tie into faith. That's when faith is a good thing to have on your side, right? It's like, okay, I have faith that this is going to work out, but it certainly tests you. I think, in difficulty and fear is when faith really is comes into light. It's like, okay, I need some faith here right now, right?
I know the one example I have when I was hit by, like struck by it, was when my dad had his Sea-Doo accident, and unfortunately my little cousin was killed. I don't want to talk too much about that, because respect of her mother and that, but it was 20 some years ago. But I love this little girl. I mean, she was like a really close to me. I used to babysit her and stuff, and I got the call from my mom. Never dealt with anything like this before. I was in my early 20s, and she was on the phone. I couldn't even understand her. She was crying and screaming, and I was just getting bits of what she was saying. And I realized that there was a really serious accident on a Sea-Doo, and mom basically said that your father and Kaylee are dead. And I fell to my knees, like, didn't drop to my knees on purpose, fell to my knees, crying my eyes out, screaming, God, please don't take these people. Please don't take them. Please don't take them. Please don't take them. Just. And it was, I've never had a moment like that before or after.
So was that you?
I don't know what that
Like
was.
showing faith in God or
It must have
what?
been. That's the first part. It's where I turned to. I was just, and I wasn't like, if you're there, I was just begged them. And I don't know how to think about the results of that. I mean, my father lived, she didn't.
Right.
So I don't know.
So yeah, I mean this is the thing. So like again, then that's I think a lot of people question God in that. It's like they would say, well, why would God do that? Well, like,
I know.
why would God? But if that's the plan, that's the plan. Like I got okay, here's another question for you because I think it ties into faith. Like we're coming up to Easter. We all know that it's Jesus's death, and then
Ooh, I
3 days
never heard
later, it's his resurrection, right? Do you believe that that we incarnate? Do you believe in heaven? Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't believe in heaven the way I was taught about it as a child. I don't believe that there's a place up there with the streets are paved in gold. I used to be told that the better you were, you might go to heaven, but the better you were, you got a bigger house and it was closer to Jesus. And I'm like, I don't think that's the way it is. I don't.
No, that's weird.
That's humanizing it, right?
Totally.
And even the way we picture Jesus, it says, when I have my hair really long and my beard, I used to get called Jesus. I don't believe Jesus was a white man with Jesus was most likely like more like a Middle Eastern person. I know he was, I do believe that Jesus lived. He existed. I don't know if he was the son of God or not, because that whole thing is a weird story. It's like I'm a big fan of musicals, and my favorite musical by far is Jesus Christ Superstar. And one of the lines in that is like, why did you come now? Back then, 2000 BC or whatever it was. No, sorry, just a few years BC. There was no mass communication. That's what they say. There was no way to reach the world. It was just a little area. Like, why wouldn't you come now when you could reach the TV and be everywhere? What was the point? And we've Americanized them to the fact that the Americans almost treat him like he's American. Like he wasn't. Like it's like, and he died for our sins. So I was brought up that basically all I had to do, this is what I was taught. And if there's a Baptist out there that wants to argue with me, that's okay. This is what I remember. If I believed in Jesus and accepted him as my Lord and Savior, then I was going to heaven. That's it. Chrissy didn't say I couldn't kill somebody, didn't say I couldn't be an adulterer or anything else. As long as I
No.
believed in Jesus and accepted him, I was going to heaven.
Right.
I feel like that was the lazy man's religion. That's a pretty easy way in, man. Like that's a Jewish people have to do a lot more than I do to get to heaven. Like I just gotta believe
Yeah.
that's pretty easy. Pretty easy.
Right.
I don't know.
So, okay. So you okay. Well, for if you do you want my side of it?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Yes, of course I do. Of course I do.
We're all the sons of God. So regardless, like Jesus Christ isn't any more of a son of God than I am.
You sacrilegious son of a bitch.
That's the truth, though. That's what the teaching says. That's the whole point of it. He
For all
died
his
to
children.
show us that we all reincarnate, that we all go to heaven. We're all free of sin. No one sins on earth, right? Because in God's eyes, we're all perfect.
Then
This is like all to
why did
like
Jesus die? Why did he go to the
re he came back to prove the fact that we're all eternal beings, that we're all just we're We all have a soul, and that our body is just what we experience life on earth. We just go through the motions on earth to experience what life is all about. Maybe we try to get closer to God. I think that's ultimately the point. We try to be enlightened while we're here on earth. We try to spread love and good and all the things. And that's why we idolize, or lots of us idolize, people that have done great things. That's why you and I have talked about people like Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King or the Dalai Lama. Like these are the people that we celebrate because they've done the greatest, they've been the most loving and kind of beautiful people on earth, at least for their incarnation. I mean, the Dalai Lama, I mean, certainly in Buddhism, they believe in reincarnation for sure. Like they knew that he was the Dalai Lama when he was like six. They went to his
Yes.
house and they found him, right? So,
Yeah, absolutely.
again, like I've been reading, I read a lot. I've been reading A Course in Miracles, which people may know or not know. It's a book that's basically it's a woman who's writing. She's channeling the voice of Jesus Christ. So that's one. Gary Zukav's The Seat of the Soul. It's all about the soul. It's like part of the soul enters the human body. We come to Earth, we have the experience, and then we go back and we figure out, okay, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? Heaven is just a place where all the souls meet again and say, okay, well, do you need to go back to Earth? What do you think? Like, how did it go while you were down there? Well, I think I didn't learn enough, so I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go check it out again. And it's like a multiverse. Like we're all in these skin suits on Earth in a video game, basically. It's like an illusion. We're playing a game. That's what life is. We're going through it. We're either suffering or we're joyful. We're driving around in Lamborghinis, or we're living in mansions. We're flying here, or we're living in a slum. Like it's just like there's all these things that happen, and when you like just give up. And you just have faith in God to have this plan. It's just like you're like, okay, well, last week wasn't great, but today's beautiful and great, and there's a bird and there's a flower outside, and I love life. But tomorrow could just be a total disaster. And it's like, okay, well, that's life.
Wow.
But as long as like I don't think I'm controlling it, and I'm just like, I'm just here for whatever experience I'm here for, and then I'm gonna die, and then I'm gonna go back to, with the rest of the souls and wherever that is. I'm gonna like see my mom or talk to my mom, or I'll talk to you, and then we'll have a chat about, hey, how'd it go on Earth? Well, this time around it was a bit of a mess, but I figured some stuff out. Like I thought my life was perfect, and then I became an alcoholic, and then it fucked up a bunch of stuff, but I fixed it, and then I had this beautiful experience, and I started a podcast with my friend, and then we saved a couple people's lives, and we did this, and they'd be like, "Oh, amazing! Wow! Do you want to go back and try it again?" Sure, let's do it.
What if last time I was Hitler? Like, oh, I did that one wrong. Holy cow, I gotta make another shot at this.
Well, there you go. You
Yeah.
know, somebody was.
I like what you're saying. It's a
How's that? How's that for a wild and crazy summary?
I like it. I think we should start a church.
Well, we don't have to start a church because that's just, I don't know, that's too weird. That's too weird. But it's interesting.
It's a wild way to look at it. I like it. I've never thought of it like that. I think what happens is, I know this is about faith. We didn't say this is about religion, but
No.
I think the way I was brought up, I tie too much of faith into religion, right?
Yes.
And you don't have to be religious to have faith.
No.
I don't believe in organized religion. I do not, that's for sure. But I don't
It
think it's
has its
all bad.
place.
I
It
think they
has its
try.
place.
I think a lot of people try to do something good with it. I think some people use it for bad, like everything. But that runs us back to what we already talked about. I'm circling back to faith in mankind because I've been thinking as we've been talking. And I thought about that when I was watching that show. Some people work so hard to save someone's life. People have worked hard to save my life. I went in there with strokes. I went in there with my leg operations, and people worked on me for hours and to try to make me okay. And weeks and days. And then other parts of the world, some dictators just wiping out thousands of people for something to do, just killing people or killing animals, wiping out all the buffalo back in the day, killing all the seals in Japan, just kill, 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 kill. So I spend 7 days trying to save a little bird, and someone else is wiping out 7,000 wildebeests or something. It's just, I don't understand. I have a hard time having faith in man because I can't conceive, and I'm going to sound cocky here, but I can't understand the evil in people's hearts. I don't understand how people can do what they do. I don't understand how you can be that evil. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, Stalin killed millions of his own people. I mean, and even Hitler. I know what he did to the Jewish people was the worst thing probably ever that happened, but he killed a lot of Germans too. Like, he killed his own people. Like, and somehow, how do we let these people get in power? And that's what scares me about Donald Trump. I think that man, He's already been responsible for people dying. There's been suicides from all the firings and people losing their health care and people not having food. This and why are we letting one man do this? Why? There's so many good people in the world. Why are we letting one man do all this shit? And we've done that over history over and over and over again. So it does. It's hard to find faith in man. And then even with God, do you ever see these things that happen where like a building will blow up and it'll be like even like at the in Oklahoma that they blew up that building, that crazy guy, Timothy, whatever his name was, and there was daycare in the bottom and like all these children died instantly and one baby survived and they said, oh, thank God, it's a miracle baby. What are you talking about? What about all the babies that died? That was the miracle. I mean, how's that a miracle?
I'm gonna call you out on something because I feel like you've mentioned Hitler on our podcast at least six times
Do you
in the
think I'm into
like
Hitler?
I don't know why, but it certainly comes up. You've brought it up a number
I
of
just
times,
hate him.
and I
I
don't.
hate him. He's the verification of evil.
I guess so. I guess so. But he's one person, and I think of all the millions of billions of people that have existed in time, there's way more good people than there are evil, like real evil
I
people.
agree. But then how did people like Hitler or Saddam Hussein or Stalin or who was Libya? Gaddafi?
I think,
For forever and ever and hurt so many people. I don't get it.
I get it. I get it. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I think other than to say that, when you think about what I just said about like just coming to Earth for an experience and that we all live and we all die. And if there is an eternity and our souls are eternal, then again, we just it just what is that one, whatever, if you live 90 years, what is that one millisecond when you consider it over the expanse of time? Like what
Nothing.
is what how much how important is that really? Like it's not, but
We're
again,
not.
I think we can all take religion one way or the other. We can say, oh, why on earth would God do that? Like why would a building collapse and a bunch of babies die? Or we could say like, the flip side of it is the reason for that is whatever it is. It is that, that person just came to Earth to experience life for whatever, a year or 2 years or whatever. We'd all don't get 90 years. Like it just we know people are born die in the womb. People are die a month into the thing, like natural causes. People but and then some people live for 95 years. Like when we try to understand that, intellectualize it, like there is no understanding of it. There is no reasoning to it. So the point of trying to understand it, you'll just drive yourself crazy.
No,
Because
I
there's,
agree.
if you give it up and you just go, okay, it's not mine to understand. And I don't talk much about AA, but I'll tell you, like a good friend of mine, Bill Link, love him, known him, my whole life. He often stressed in AA when he returned because he was spiritual when he was young and he returned to it of course in AA and he would often say, I of myself know nothing. I don't know anything. I am like a frat like I'm a piece of dust in the universe. What on earth could I know, right? Because when you think about things that way, you give it up. You give it up. You give it up to faith and you give it up to God and you just go, I don't know anything. I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna like try to be loving and kind and peaceful. I'm gonna wake up with joy. I'm gonna wake up with communication with God if you choose. I'm gonna wake up with gratitude and if that's how you like if you have kind of a faith in yourself and humanity and a kind of a peacefulness about you, to me, like that's the way to go. That's the way to live.
You're
Like
right.
to try to figure it all out is like, oh, that you'll drive yourself crazy.
Well, we are. I mean, our planet is just a speck in the universe, a speck. There's got to be life out there because there's so much we can't even see. And then we're just a speck on this planet, and we're just a speck in time. I mean, I watch like movies, and it could be like old period pieces from the 1800s, and you watch the struggles these people have had, and then you realize that these people they're portraying have been dead for 200 years. None of, There's an old saying, when you're upset about something, you say, nobody will care in 50 years. Like, what's the
No.
difference? No one will remember me in 50 years. Honestly, I might be somebody might be doing a family tree and they go, oh yeah, who's this Polly Sean lived there somewhere, but no one will remember it. Maybe by then we'll be famous podcasters and they'll be looking at our podcast. But I'm
Nice
just
to think that you can at
it's
least
just
make a difference, right?
I
In
want to make a
your
difference in the people that you have around you.
Exactly.
I don't think if I died tomorrow, the world would keep on chugging. Nothing much would change. Now, there'd be some people that I think that would be upset that I was gone,
Of
but
course.
it wouldn't be for long. I think people would adjust and keep going with it, which is the only way it should be. You have to keep moving forward. That's all
You
you can do.
do.
That's
You
all.
do. Yeah.
I guess
Yeah.
that takes amount of faith too, I guess,
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, before we run out of time, I think
Yeah.
I knew this when I said this to my wife from the start. I said, I think we could talk for a long time on this topic because I haven't even scratched the surface of what I could say and want to say.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But I
Yeah.
want to talk about just some more factual stuff about the
Yeah.
word. So I looked at some categories of faith online.
Yeah.
So there's the major religions in the world. The biggest one is Christianity. I didn't think it was, but it is 2.4
Yeah.
billion.
Yeah.
It's Islam, 1.9 billion.
Yeah.
Hinduism's 1.2. Then
Yeah.
Buddhism's next at 500 million.
Yeah.
Sikhism at 30 million. And then Judaism at 15
Yeah.
million. So
Right.
it is amazing how many Christians there are in the world, 2.4 billion. That is a big
Right.
number. But Islam's pretty close, pretty close.
Right.
And then I looked at the type of religions there are in the world. Some people say there's about 4,000, but then some Christians say that there's about 10,000 if you look at all the sub religions and subcultures and sub faiths and all that.
Right.
And then I looked up, I thought this was interesting. When was the first record of a faith in time?
Okay.
They said it actually goes back to prehistoric times, 3,000 BC. There was burial rituals, so that was a kind of faith. They were already shown
Right.
Neanderthals and early Homo sapiens buried their dead with grave tools and flowers and animal bones, suggesting they had a belief in an afterlife or a spiritual world. And there was also cave art, so sites like in Lascaux, France, and Sulawesi, Indonesia, depict symbolic and possibly religious imagery, hinting at shamanistic and animistic beliefs. So you think about 3,000 BC, that's 5,000 years ago. There was people already showing signs of faiths and beliefs. It's been around a
Oh,
long
I mean, I
time.
think it's older than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a program recently. I forget what it was, but it was a documentary on civilizations, and they have evidence re that they found recently that of indigenous people living in New Mexico 23,000 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are all kinds of like burial grounds and all kinds of things already going on there too.
And
Yeah.
I know a lot of times people used to believe the moon was a god, or they'd see a wolf and believe that was a
Oh, indigenous people
god.
for
Of
sure.
course. And I
Yeah.
understand that. You see the northern lights, or you see the moon on certain nights, or certain things, and like the sun beating through the clouds. I can see why people that weren't educated the way we are now, or the things we know now, like a rainbow before we knew what science meant, why you would think, oh, that's something like unbelievable. That's got to be some sort of God doing that, because how can that be happening? It's
Right.
unreal. I get that. I get
Right.
we're moved by that kind of thing.
Right.
And the last thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to let you wrap up, is I went to one of my AI. I use DeepSeek for AI, and I said, what are the pros and cons of having faith? And it was interesting. I'm going to say it quickly, but the pros were provides meaning and purpose, emotional comfort and hope, moral and ethical guidance, community and belonging, resilience and perseverance, and
Yeah.
encourages altruism. So many faith traditions promote selflessness, clarity, and service to others. But then those were all, if not obvious, they made sense to me really quickly. But then there was the cons of faith, of the cons of having faith. Blind disbelief and dogmatism, Unquestioning faith can lead to rejecting evidence, science, or logic, sometimes fostering superstition or harmful beliefs. Potential for exploitation. I think that happens a lot. People get exploited. Conflict and division. A lot of wars, if not all of them, have been caused by religious beliefs fighting with each other religious beliefs. Guilt and fear, which rang through to me, buddy. I live with so much guilt in my life. I used to feel guilty if I swore when I was a kid. If I said the word fuck, I thought I was going to hell. Like, I mean, the guilt I live
Nice.
with, unbelievable. And
Yeah, pretty
it is,
archaic though now, but
I know, but
yeah.
it also stifles critical thinking. And the last one is disappointment when faith fails. And I think that's hit me a few times when I've had faith and it let me down. And then, anyway, that I thought that was really interesting. I wish we had another couple hours to talk about it, actually, because
I mean, yeah, obviously there's a strong tie to religion with faith. So if you really focus on religion, you can certainly see a lot of bad in that, right? And having faith in someone or something and they let you down, certainly, yeah, that can have a negative effect. I don't know. I think people let people down. That we know that. We've done it. I've let people down. I let, you know, we talked about forgiveness. So, you know, it depend how much faith are you
I've let
putting
you
in
down.
on
I've let you down.
someone on that, right? It's kind of like, okay, like, yeah, having a
That's
certain
because
amount of
we're
faith for
human.
sure.
Human. We have bad
But
moments.
I think it's like anything. Yeah, you can't, if you're going all in on faith, maybe, yeah, maybe you want to rein that back a little bit. You still have to be realistic, but yeah, it's an interesting topic, and there are a lot of things to talk about. I mean, I think we kind of, you know, touched the tip of the iceberg with it, but I think that there can be certainly good things that come of having faith in things and faith in, you know, we talked about faith in humanity and faith in ourselves, faith in maybe in God and God's plan and some different ideas that we both have. You know, we're not totally on the same page on all of them as we discussed, but yeah, maybe we offer some insight today for people just to reflect on and to think about on this beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. It's made me think of a few things differently. You always do change my opinion a little bit on things and make me think. So that's good. That's what I'm here for.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad. And you do too. I mean, we always offer a little bit of insight to each other as to how we both see things. And that's why we're here. And just trying to share those ideas is, yeah, maybe it helps somebody today. And that's the point of the podcast,
Hope so. I hope so.
right?
Yeah. Let's have faith that it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a poem.
Sorry, time's up. Oh, I want to hear it. That's fantastic. This is, hey,
I
this is our
wrote a poem
first
on
Chivalrous Guys poem. That's
I
awesome.
wrote a poem on faith.
Okay.
Made me cry when I read it yesterday, but I think I'll be all right today.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
It's a rhyming. I just, you know, I'm not great at writing poetry. I'm gonna tell you. And I'm not gonna
Yeah.
lie. The first two lines, because I was delving into something in ChatGPT. At one point it's like, oh, poetry. And so there were a couple lines in it. I changed them and then I wrote the rest myself. So I'm not gonna say that but it's not, it's anyway, you get the point of it. I didn't, it's not like I wrote this with AI. I wrote it after the fact. So I'm talking too much.
That's okay.
And it's rhyming, which I do. Anyway, here we go. Faith is a whisper in the night, a flame that flickers but feels all right. It walks ahead of reason with chance. It's timing right with circumstance. Holding out a hand secure in a moment that could feel demure. I choose it when I'm feeling fear and when the path is so unclear. If I choose it daily from the start, I know that faith can fill my heart. So that is why my choice is clear, to live in love and forget about fear.
It's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful.
Thanks, man.
It really is. I like it.
Thank you.
I'll have to send that to me. That's really, really nice.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So that was my share with the. I'm also recommending Gary Zukav's Seat of the Soul for the fourth consecutive week.
I had faith that you would. Well, I was going to recommend the Bible, but
right.
I think I've talked about this book before, but I just read it again. It's a very famous book, Sapiens.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't read Sapiens, and I always have a hard time with his name, it's Harari, Yuval Noah Harari, The Brief History
Yeah.
of Mankind. If you're going to read one book in your life that's not a fiction book or something, read Sapiens. It is,
Really?
if you want to understand who we are as a human race, it's unbelievable.
So, like, does it bring us to present day? Like, what is the
Does it
timeline?
goes right from right from Neanderthals to how we existed as humans. It's
Is there
unbelievable.
a lot of war in that book?
There's a lot of everything in that book. It's a brief history of humankind right from the start to now, and
Wow, be because
it's
I
unbelievable.
read a book. Here, I'm gonna get it. I know where it's right now, but here. Oh no, it's right here. I read this one not that long ago, and it's called A Little History of the World.
By Mel Brooks, History of the World.
No, well, E.H. Gombrich, it was written in 1935, and he wrote it because he felt like there was in school the education of the history of the world was too dense. It was too like kids couldn't understand it.
Right.
So he wrote this book so that like an 8-year-old could read it.
Okay. Let's put
Okay, but it's
it.
like it's literally one chapter after another of men killing men. Like it's like the Peloponnesian War, and then like it's just like the Romans are killing the Greeks.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, this book is just all about men traveling around the world for a couple thousand years and just killing each other.
That's
It's
about it.
just,
That
it's
is the history
insane.
of mankind. That's what we've done.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
And
I
what
was
I
like,
said,
not
I'm going to
no.
read that book. I'm going to get the name of it from you again because,
Yeah.
and I've said it.
Kind of depressing, but
You know
anyway.
how, but to go along back to religion, not necessarily faith, but
Yeah.
I said it earlier. You know, I think 99.9% of all conflicts has been over religion.
A lot of it for
It
sure. Oh
really
my
has.
God.
It's
100%.
religion.
It's either religion or it's land.
Land. Or and it's
Like, I
all.
want your land, or yeah, or we're coming here because you don't practice our religion. It's
Well,
nuts.
they and it's the same piece of land. They just fight over back and forth, back and forth, back.
Right, yeah, they've been doing that in the Middle East for 2,000, 3,000
Absolutely.
years now.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
It's insane how much we've killed. And then you hear sometimes or how many people are killed in these wars. You think, how have we even survived as a human race? I mean,
Oh boy.
it's
Yeah.
insanity. But anyway, here
Because
we
we
are.
come back again and again and try it all over again.
Again and again.
Oh,
I want to come back next time as something a little stronger. I don't know what. Maybe an MMA fighter or I don't know, basketball player.
maybe you need that. Maybe you'll have to do that. Yeah.
Jet fighter. I want to fly a
Just
jet.
part of your journey for
Oh, a rock
sure.
star. I want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I've tried. I'm last thing
Good.
I'll
You
say, I
could.
remember a Jewish friend of mine, his mom, she'd known dad a long time, and dad had his long beard and long hair. And she looked at him and said, "You know, you look just like Jesus Christ." And you know, he was a troublemaker too. And
Yeah, and funny.
I
You know,
love
but
that
it's
line.
funny.
I love that line.
It's funny that you say that because, like, you know, rock stars, of course, you know, some of them have great lives, I think, but they have a lot of trouble in their lives too. Like, look at,
A lot of them kill themselves.
yeah, I mean, there's the whole 23 club, or 23 or 32, 23. Like Jimi Hendrix, you know, dies drug overdose.
I
Jim
think it's
Morrison,
27, I think it is. Yeah, but it's
Kurt Cobain, like
Jimi
they're Amy
Hendrix.
Winehouse.
Oh yeah, it was a long list. I think Buddy Holly, like there was a whole bunch of them. And
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
it's and then we had a really bad run a little while ago of these 90s stars that I loved. Like Chris Cornell and
Yeah.
my name's so bad, but the guy from Linkin Park, the guy from
Yeah.
Velvet Revolver, I mean, who just all killed themselves or maybe OD'd or whatever. And it was just sad. The voices that we lost, these wonderful voices. Chris Cornell, really,
Yeah.
I love that man.
Yeah.
And it's just sad
Yeah.
because you think, it's like we just said, you think they had everything. They were rich. They were popular.
Yeah.
They could walk onto a stage and have 10,000 people screaming for them and singing the words they wrote. You just wrote a poem that was beautiful, but you imagine walking into a room and 10,000
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
people.
No
It
question.
blow your mind.
Yeah,
But these people
yeah.
still just get up one day and say, I can't take this anymore. I can't
I
take
know.
life
Yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
I think addiction goes a long way in that too. So again, and I don't mind the
No
fact that
question.
we always wrap back up to addiction because let's face it, we started this podcast because we were a couple ex-addicts that were trying to do a
Yeah.
little better. And addiction's been a big
Yeah.
part of our life.
For
So it's
sure.
okay. I don't mind leaning into that because that's what we're trying to
No, no. And I had to find faith out of that for sure.
absolutely.
There was no question. So it's been a
All
good
right.
process to get there.
Okay. Well, listen, you have a good week,
You
and
too.
hopefully we both have positive, faithful weeks. And
Yeah.
I've been a faithful husband, so that's something. So anyway.
Excellent.
All right, love you, man.
Yeah. Love you too, brother. We closing with little George Michael again?
Should we or should we go back to our own song? What do you think? Or George Michael?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I think why not stick to the theme?
Sure. Kim starts out so religious. I was like, what is he playing
I
right
was
now?
watching you think, oh, did he found a hymn to play or something?
I knew it though. In a few seconds in, I was like, this has to be the song.
I didn't
It's
remember it
good.
starting so slow.
No.
Great tune, though. Another guy we lost. Love you,
All
brother.
right, brother. Happy Sunday. Love you too.
Yeah, talk to you soon.